Heavenly Father, today we come to worship you, to praise you in all that you give to us, the blessings we receive from your bountiful hand, the ministries that we share in together, especially this week as we celebrate National Lutheran Schools Week here in our community. Bless our time. Bless our children, bless our school as they reach out making disciples through sharing that precious word. And so today, be with us as we too have been called to be disciples in your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You may be seated. Sorry. No, just stand for the sermon maybe. Anyway, today is that beginning of a very special week we call National Lutheran Schools Week. We do it every year about this time, remembering the importance of the ministry of our school. There will be special activities throughout the week, like Pajama Day or Special Sports Day, all those various things. There will be all kinds of activities taking place. And we kick it off with our worship service this morning. Why worship? Because the school is one of our very important ministries here at Trinity. The school not only is a place for learning the main things of learning, but it is also a place and an opportunity for our children and our families to be able to share together Christ's love in their lives. Christian education is not just a program advancing children in grades through the learning process. It is enabling children to become Christ's disciples, teaching them about how God loves them, created them, and calls them each by name. It is about working with the families we have and sharing God's love with each and every one of them. It is about the importance of devotions and prayers, being in God's Word, and seeing one another as fellow redeemed brothers and sisters in Christ, loved by God, and then to share that love with one another. It is about treating others differently than the world would treat us. It is not looking at being self-centered, but considering those around us and what it means to be in fellowship with one another, to call them my fellow classmates, or family, or teachers, or friends. Christian education is about relationships. First, most importantly, is our relationship with our God, that vertical relationship that God has sent His only Son to redeem us and call us as His children. It is that relationship that He gives to us, comes down to us through word and sacrament ministry. It is also about our relationship to one another. Here we desire to have teachers who know and experience the love of God in their life, who are able to show love and compassion for every child that enters their classroom and to be a part of our school. Teachers at Trinity should know their curriculum, but just as importantly, their heart should know Jesus, live Jesus, and share Jesus with every child in their classroom. It is about supporting one another, being there for one another, letting the love of Christ control all that we say and do together in this place. Our theme this year is based on that beautiful Great Commission of the Church. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And lo, I am with you to the very end of the age, making disciples. That's what this worship is all about. Every day we come together, every day we worship together, it is that ministry that we have together. We come here to worship so that we may be fed, nourished, strengthened. We are called to make a difference in the world in which we find ourselves, a world very much in need of the ministry and of that word. God is at work in all of our lives together. St. Paul says we have this powerful ministry of reconciliation, about living and forgiven, as forgiven and also as then carrying and living out that forgiveness in our lives. It is that wonderful message we need to share, that God loved us so much that he took all our sins upon that cross, suffered, died, and rose again so that we may have life in his name. That's the message we need to proclaim. If you've been reading these devotions, they're wonderful devotions. On day 17, there's one, Me, a Witness. The basis of that is 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. I'll read verse 12. Keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation. And here the writer wrote, for years, I've taken refuge in the fact that I was not given the gift of evangelism. I felt I was exempt from the requirements to tell. But St. Peter teaches us that my conduct, not just my mouth, speaks to others. Whether or not I am an evangelist, I am always a witness in everything I do. Reputations of Christians aren't always so great. Unbelievers judge Christians who act like a bunch of hypocrites. Reality is, that's why we're here. Yes, we are hypocritical, every one of us, in our lives. They recognize that Christians who won't forgive or refuse to admit their own faults live contrary to what they profess. Too often, my witness, he writes, fails as a peacemaker. Instead, I respond to disputes in my old Adam nature with anger and gossip and accusations, name-calling. But God calls us to live a different way. He instructs us to examine ourselves, to confess our sins. He teaches us to forgive as he has forgiven us. And when we act as the forgiven children of God, our behavior gives witness to the one who forgives us. What a profoundly different impression we make when we live a life of reconciliation, having been reconciled by God, and then living that reconciliation with one another. We see much conflict in the world in which we live. We sometimes create that conflict by the things we do. And too oftentimes we would rather focus on self rather than looking to what I can do to change or make that different. Disciples love as Christ loved. In conflict, that means that I need to be the one who works for peace, not trying to settle the scores or the differences between us, but reaching out with the love of Christ to another fellow human being I may be in conflict with. Jesus gave us this great command to go and make disciples. That means living out that life of love for our neighbor, love for those around us, and yes, even love for our enemies. You see, God's love is unconditional. He doesn't say, when you do this, I will love you. He says, I love you in spite of all the things you do. I love you with an everlasting love. I sent my only son for you. That is to experience his grace and live it in each of our lives. When Jesus assembled his apostles, and the first part of our school year, we've been looking at all the 12 disciples in our chapels. And you see, when he assembled them, he knew. He knew that they could not accomplish all that they were being called to do. He knew that they would fail. Just as he knows that you and I will fail him time and time again. And that's the beauty of it, because when we fail, it is God who picks us up and calls us to be his child. Jesus demonstrated that the road would not be easy. He demonstrated that in those 3 years in which he walked on this earth, the 3 years in which he did his miracles and he proclaimed the message of salvation. He did it as he trained those 12 disciples, and yet here we are in the midst of Epiphany, and we talk about the light that shines in the darkness, and the darkness could not overcome it. Yes, Jesus is that light for your life and my life. He makes a difference from the worldly standpoint. It is easy for us to talk about things from costs, sacrifices, conflict. And yet, ministry changes all that. Having a school here at Trinity is a big commitment. And I wish I could keep track of all the conversations I've had of people who have spent their time in our halls, our classrooms, either here in the old school, relating stories about how that ministry affected their lives. I've listened to countless stories of how this school has impacted individuals and in their individual lives. It would be easy for us to get into a debate. It always is, because when it comes to finances, we always struggle, and yet we want to debate the costs and what it costs to have a ministry like this. Because it's so easy to get caught up in numbers. That's the way of the world. Our world has its focus on that. We hear it day in and day out. And when we do that, we lose sight of the most important part of what we do, and that is making disciples. That is changing and transforming lives, one student, one family, one individual at a time. Helping them to grow in their relationship first and foremost to God, and then to their fellow man. I just love walking through the school and seeing those wonderful smiling faces whenever you walk through. You see the light shine in their faces because Christ's love is impacting lives. Can we measure it? No. Some of those children we'll never see again. And yet, maybe that one little thing that we gave them through their time in our school will be something they'll hold on to for the rest of their lives. What joy it is to watch when two of God's children talk about resolving a dispute and how it might impact their lives. National Lutheran Schools Week is a time to celebrate. You have a ministry here that is irreplaceable. It's been here for 77 years. It's a ministry that God has called you to do. It impacts lives. It proclaims the good news of the gospel. And through it, lives are changed. Even if only in a little way, lives are changed. You see, God has placed this here as a gift. I want you to think about that, because it is a gift to have a ministry of the school. a gift to this community that you bring, a gift that takes a great deal of sacrifice, but a gift that also works for an eternal future. It is about making disciples, proclaiming the gospel, living in love and sharing in love with one another. I would ask you to simply stop by the school this week. Watch this ministry in action. It's an exciting place where there, God's love is shared with every child and every family. We are privileged to serve a dedicated staff who show that love in their actions to one another. Sit in on one of our chapels and see the kids joyfully singing and praising God and together sharing, and sometimes they leading the chapels. You see, that's how we make disciples. It's when we care that this ministry is important enough for us to be a part of it, not debate its existence, but to see it as God calling us in this place to live out a ministry that impacts lives and makes disciples. Amen.